Good morning.
Morning.
It's good to see everybody here. I was sitting there during that song service, and the Holy Spirit just really started to stir inside of me. And so the scripture has changed this morning. And you know that's good. When the Spirit moves on you like that and the scripture's changed, you know it's going to be something really good. So, if you would turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And verses 16 through 18. And when you get there, I'd like to ask you to stand as I read from God's word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Still preaching about prayer, but just different scripture this morning. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. And I thank you, Father, for laying this verse on my heart, dear God. And Father, as we receive from your word today, we pray, Lord, that you will speak to us through your Holy Spirit and let nothing come from my thoughts or flesh. And Lord, give us understanding, give us wisdom today of your word, Lord, that we may develop a better prayer life, that we will spend more time with you daily in prayer, seeking you, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful, God, and love you and praise you. It's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I have to say that, boy, how everything just fell into place from what I heard this morning already. Effie mentioned that they had a young man come knocking on the door, needed prayer, and they prayed with him. Nora Lee mentioned someone at the hospital needed prayer and put her there to witness and minister also and pray. And you know, in this past week, sitting at my mom's bedside just praying, because there's nothing else to do during that time sitting in the hospital but pray. And I thought, boy, and this is after all this, after I'd already come up with the Holy Spirit laid on me to preach about praying, that I heard about all this morning, how good God is. Now, last Sunday, I went by the hospital to see Gene Stearns, and I went into step-down ICU. He was asleep, so I just stepped back out of the room. But I was hoping to get a chance to pray with him, but instead, as I left, I just prayed anyway. And I spoke with the nurse, and I asked the nurse there at step down ICU if she would let him know I'd been there. And so I really want to focus on prayer today, because prayer is such an important part of a Christian's life. So if I was to ask you, or you were to ask me, what is prayer? This is what I've come up with. It's an evolving means of interacting with God frequently through a spontaneous, individual, or collective form of petitioning and/or thanking God. So basically, prayer for a Christian person, when we get saved, I mean, we've got to talk to God. God created us for fellowship, and that's our open line of communication. Do you realize that through the death of Jesus Christ and his burial and resurrection, the door and the means have been opened up for you and I to approach God's throne? And God wants us to approach his throne humbly and boldly. God wants us to talk to him. I prayed this week over my mother, and I just kept praying, God, I just asked the Lord that you take my mom home. Well, She hasn't gone home yet, but I know that the Lord heard my prayers, and He's given a lot of peace through this time, because each moment that I've prayed, and I've even prayed for comfort for my mom. And one thing I've noticed, the more that I've talked to God this week, I've spent a lot more time praying. I've realized I've got this overwhelming peace. And I've had people come up to me during the week and they go, "Well, how's your mom doing? Anything changed yet?" Well, no, she's under hospice care now. She's back at memory care and basically any day. And what I get through all of that is I'm sensing God's power and presence in such a supernatural way that through prayer I've said, "Lord, I lift up this petition to you to take my mom home, to let her be at peace, that she doesn't have to suffer in the body." And the Lord just kind of gave me an assurance that even though I think she's in a bad state, the Lord has given me the assurance through prayer that she is not actually suffering, that His grace is taking care of her need. So I've found out that if I want to grow in my walk with Christ, then I've got to make it a daily challenge to myself to spend as much time as I can in prayer. And one thing I do sometimes is I get up of a morning and I have a time of prayer with the Lord, and I just thank God for life, and I thank God for the day. I thank God for family and friends. I thank God for, you know, my home and cars and food and clothing, but always thank Him for Jesus Christ. Because when we take the time to acknowledge God, I just know in my heart that it has to excite God that we are coming to Him and that we are trusting Him with our prayer life and our prayer needs. Now, why is it important to pray? Because God, our loving Heavenly Father, He wants us to communicate with Him through prayer. He always listens to us when we pray. Now, keep that in mind. I talk to a lot of people that they say, "When I pray, I don't think God's hearing me." And I go, "Well, why is that?" "Well, I didn't get the answer yet." Well, you have to wait on God. Sometimes God can answer prayers right then and there, but we have to remember that God's timing is everything. But daily prayer can bless you. It can bless your family, and it can bless those that you pray for. It can also invite more peace into your life, and it can help you learn about God's plan for your life. So we have, excuse me, got the hiccups. We have a bulletin here. And if you ever run out of something to pray for, or you want something to pray for daily, there's a bunch of names on here. And you know what you can do? You can lift up these names to God every day. You can pray multiple times a day. And you can pray the same thing for these people over and over. And I want you to know that God never gets tired of hearing your prayers. Your prayers go up as a sweet aroma, I believe, before the Lord. And what's so great about God is every Christian person, that even when they're praying, God is so great and so mighty, He can hear the prayer requests and He knows each and every one of them. And He considers them very important and very special. So when you pray, you're not wasting your breath and you're not wasting airspace with your prayers. When you are lifting up your petitions and requests before God, He is hearing every one of them. And when you pray, and I always tell people this, if you sit around and you find yourself thinking about something to worry about, then it's time to get a prayer list out and start praying for people on the prayer list. Because when you start praying for others, It does something inside of your heart, and it makes a joy well up. And sometimes your heart just gets so full, it kind of feels like your heart wants to pop. Not physically pop, but it makes it feel like it wants to just pop and explode over with excitement. Because as we're praying for people, God is touching and ministering to them in ways that we don't even know. Now, when I'm praying for my mom and praying over her, I can look at her body and I may not see a physical change, or I may not see anything really happening, but I know that God is working and I thank Him daily. Now, when it comes to the Christian life, praying is definitely important. If you want to know God's will for your life, man, this is one thing people have come to me. How do I know God's will for my life? Well, we already know what God's will is for Christian people. He said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is God's primary will for us. Jesus told His disciples to do it. You and I are disciples of Christ. We are followers of God and His children, so we are to do the same thing. So, if we also want to know God's will, if we want to know how to grow, if we want to know how to walk, if we want to know where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do, then we need to hit our knees daily. And we need to pray. And we need to ask God for wisdom and knowledge. And we need to ask God to prepare our day that He would lead us to the places He wants us to go and who He wants us to minister to. Now, okay, so I know I'm talking about my mom a lot this morning, but these are just some examples I have. At the hospital last week, you know, yeah, there's been a lot of grief, there's been a lot of stress, there's been a lot of things going on in dealing with watching my mom go downhill. There's a nurse at the hospital last week that she lost her mom about 8 months ago. And she started telling me about the situation. And she started to cry. And I didn't feel the need to pray for her at the moment because she was working. But I did forget about everything going on in my life because somebody else had a need. And I just bent down and I just wrapped my arms around her and I just gave her the tightest hug that I could. And you know, one thing I really love about the ministry that God's given me is before, I was never a loving, huggable person. I didn't want people hugging me. I didn't want people being affectionate in any way, shape, or form. But when Christ's love came into my life, I mean, it changed so much about me. It changed my view on people and their situations. And through prayer, I asked God, open my eyes, Lord, to the people that are hurting, whoever's in need. Now, if we look back at the life of Jesus, what did Jesus spend a lot of time doing? Praying. And why did Jesus need to pray? He's the Son of God. Well, why should He pray? Because He wanted to do the Father's will. He wanted to know where the Father wanted Him to go and what the Father wanted Him to do, and He had to talk to Him. And we know that Jesus spent, in His years of ministry, He spent a lot of time praying. And one thing, when Jesus went into the garden to pray and He took a few disciples with Him, and He said, I want you guys to stay out here and kind of stay on guard and pray with me. Jesus went on into the garden to pray. What did they do? He caught them sleeping while He was praying. Well, I've said this about church. I've had folks that would fall asleep in church, and they say, Brother Jim, I fell asleep, and I sure am sorry. I said, that's okay. You don't have to apologize to me because, you know, we're standing out here on the watch. So if you need to sleep, go for it. If you need your rest and some shut-eye, go for it. But I hope that when we come to church, that we'll be in a prayerful attitude, that we'll say, okay, Lord, we're here. It's Sunday morning. What do you want us to do today? Now, don't worry about tomorrow, because we may not even be here tomorrow. The rapture could happen and we could be taken out of here. The Bible says in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that fast. I can't even snap that quick. If I could snap that fast, boy, that'd be something. But we ought to be asking the Lord today, Father, what do you want me to do? Because that's what Jesus did. Lord, Father, where do you want me to go? And when we start opening up our hearts and our lives to the will of God, God will speak to you. But also when we pray, there's something important that we have got to do. After we have lifted up our prayers and petitions and thank God, we shouldn't just jump up and say, well, I'm off to start my day now. We should take moments of silence and listen. And why do we need to listen? Because it's in these quiet moments that God will speak to us through His Holy Spirit. So when we have got done talking to the Father, we need to listen. Because there's a lot of times that God will start to move through the Holy Spirit and He will speak to your heart and He wants to say something to you that you need to hear. Something encouraging, something uplifting, something you've been praying about. Have you ever been praying for somebody and they didn't know you were praying for them? Or you didn't tell them you was praying for them and then they got a hold of you and said, hey, I know somebody was praying for me and my prayers got answered. Anybody ever experienced that? I know I have many times over. Colossians chapter 4 verse 2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So when we pray, we need to thank God. I mean, as soon as you get done, don't walk away and say, well, I think the Lord heard me, or I think my prayers will get answered. Well, I don't know. I am who I am. Good things normally don't happen. See, the devil wants to get in there and the devil wants to get at your mind and he wants to disrupt your life because he knows if he can attack you in any spiritual place of your life, if he can get you to buckle somewhere to keep you from being close to God, that's exactly what he's going to do. And you know who the devil's going to use to do that? He will use people a lot of the time. This past week, now my sister, I think I was telling somebody last Sunday, I said, there's a lot of similarities between my sister and a mule. They both got the same personality, stubborn. And I just say that joke. Now, she is a little stubborn, that's for sure. But I pray for my sister. I love her. I don't agree with her stubbornness, and I don't agree with her ways, but it doesn't keep me back. You know, it doesn't keep me sitting back here going, well, there's just no hope for her. I see something and there ain't no change yet. God's still at work. God's still at the move. And she may be stubborn. The devil may be working on her. But I'm telling you what, I have an authority, God the Father, who is above all things. And as I pray for my sister this week, and as I've had to deal with her, there's been a few times I wish I had a club to knock her over the head, because that's the human side of me. But the spiritual side says, pray. Pray without ceasing. So I will continue to pray for my sister. I will continue to pray for people's lives and what's going on in this world. And when things look hopeless, that's when we need to look up. If we continue to look at external things going on around us, it will keep us defeated. And then we're not going to want to do anything to advance in our lives with the Lord and in our relationships. Prayer is God's appointed way for us to receive things from Him. If we want to receive from God, then we have to go to Him and we have to talk to Him. We've got to tell God what's on our hearts. And I've had someone ask me before, is it okay if I'm angry when I pray to God and just anger? You know what? God is not surprised. God already knows what's in your heart. God knows your situation. God knows what you're going through. So He is not surprised. It's not going to make God fall over and pass out if you come to Him and you're angry in a time of prayer. God knew what was about to happen before you knew it was going to happen. That's how great and mighty He is. But God wants us to come to Him with all things in our life because He loves and cares for us that much. If we will, and I say this a lot in my sermons, because I think it's a weekly reminder we need. God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God works on a different level than we do. Now, this morning, my mom woke up. I'm telling Effie this morning, she's kind of having that rally day. And the hospice nurse said, it's coming. My mom ate a cup of yogurt this morning. She drank three little drinks of water. She said, I want out of this bed. And she hasn't spoken like that in a long time. And then a little bit later, my mom was so wore out. She just laid back down and just closed her eyes. And my sister said something to her. And this is what my mother said. I'm not going to be here much longer. And I was like, wow. And then by the time I'd left, my mom was out of it. So in the things that I've been praying for, I've been asking God to show things. And God's been showing things. When I'm sitting there with my mom, just her and I believe that the Lord, His presence has been in that room. My mom started singing. The other night at the hospital, Janine and I were sitting there by mom's bedside, and mom started singing, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And she's out of it. But her mouth opened up, and she started singing it word for word. And I'm like, this is amazing. This is God working. This is what we've been praying for. Been praying for some signs and wonders, something that we could see. And we started singing with her. And it was just us right there in the room. And we could feel the presence of the Lord. And when we left, I just thanked God. Prayer is also God's method of providing us with fullness of joy. Do you know that when you spend time with God in prayer, do you know that you're going to be joyful? There ain't nothing else going to make you happy or joyful. No amount of money, no amount of fame or fortune or whatever, no fancy cars or fancy house, nothing's going to give you real joy. But when you spend time with God, when we quit complaining and when we start praising and uplifting God, it causes the foundations of heaven to be shaken because your prayers going up are powerful before the Lord because you're praying to God in the Spirit. And what you pray in the Spirit goes up with power and shakes the foundations of heaven. And I believe it moves God to move in our lives and He will pour out an abundance of joy. So when the Bible says that when we're going through times of trial and times of trouble, that we should, the Bible says, rejoice always and do it without ceasing. Pray without ceasing, rejoice without ceasing. I mean, through all this ordeal we've been going through, I've been praising God. I've cried at times because I don't want to lose my mom. But you know what? I said, Lord, she's yours. I give it all to you, Father. And I've been finding myself just singing at her bedside when it's just me and her or Janine. We're all there together. If my brother and sister aren't there, we're singing and we're praising and worshiping. And I feel God's presence coming down. And if she was to pass, the Lord has promised me that He will give me joy and He will sustain me even in the lowest time of my life. So when we've lost somebody in our life, We should thank the Lord that we had them for the time we did, the impact they had upon us, and for the joy that came out of the relationship. But I want you to know this. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Ain't nothing else going to help you get through this life but the joy of the Lord. And I told one of the nurses this the other day. I said, you know, when my mom passes, she's not going to be dead. I said, her body, she just left the body. She's gone on. I said, my mom is going to be alive because she'll be in heaven in the presence of God. And she will not die, but she will live. Why? Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because He rose from the dead victorious. And so I pray that the testimonies I'm getting to share with these people around me, I know it's making an impact. I may not see it right now, but I know that the Lord is working and His joy is complete in my life. John 16, 24 says, ask and you will receive and your joy will be complete. Now, the last thing I want to say about praying, let me mention this real quick. Prayer is God's method of escaping trouble, anxiety, and worldly cares. Don't pick up the newspaper and read them articles. I've always said the leading causes of depression is Fox and CNN and O'Reilly Factor, all that junk that I've got a family member that gets indulged in that, and she can't miss the news, and she's got her house stockpiled full of food and stuff because she's preparing for when there's a big catastrophe and blah, blah, but she goes to church. And I said, do you trust the Lord? And she doesn't ever give an answer. So in the midst of everything that's going on right now, and yes, we should be praying for these people in these situations because it is catastrophic. It's disheartening as to what's going on in our country. But also remember 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We need to be a 2 Chronicles 7:14 type of church people is what we need to be. We need to quit looking at things as they're hopeless. We need to quit looking at things like there's just despair. And we need to be saying, Lord, thank you that you're in control. You've triumphed over it all because you rose from the dead. See, if we spend more time praying. Now, the thing I wanted to say, when you pray and ask God for stuff, don't ask for things that would satisfy the flesh. But pray according to God's will for your life. Make sure you're praying for God's will for your life. Now, if you need a car or something, it's, God, I need a good vehicle. And God will bless you with a vehicle. He may not give you a Corvette, a 2023 Corvette, you know, with the racing fins and the dual exhaust on it. You know, I'd like to have me a real pretty big Chevy truck. I was telling Harold one day, I said, buddy, I sure love your truck. I do. I like his truck's beautiful. I'd love to have one, but if it, you know, it ain't going to get me to heaven. So what good's it going to do me to get it and drive around in it? So I can't ask the Lord for it. The Lord, I need a vehicle. He'll bless me with it. That truck I have out there, share this with you and then I'll close. The transmission was going out on our Hyundai, and we had the other new vehicle, and I drove the Hyundai around, and the transmission's going out, and I could still somewhat drive it, but I could drive it as far and as much as I wanted to. It had that sport shift, so I could drive it like a stick shift. And I started saying, okay, we need to get us a vehicle. And we started praying. And we started looking. And then the more I looked, my praying became less. And then I was getting frustrated because I couldn't find a vehicle. Well, finally I quit looking and I started praying more again. And one day I was looking online and I found that truck that I drive out there. Found it online, went and looked at it, took it home, test drove it, and it had some issues. And I took it back, laid the keys on his desk, said, "Sorry, it ain't going to work. Got a lot of problems and you're asking too much money for it." And I just walked out. Well, a couple of days later, he called me. He said, "Hey, I want to know if you'll come back and look at the truck." He said, "We found a few more problems than what you had found, and we fixed every one of them. We've replaced everything with brand new parts, and man, it's good to go." I said, "Well, sure, I'll come back and drive it again." The heat worked. I mean, they did. Man, they fixed that dude up. And I told him, I said, "Now it's worth the asking price." So we started praying and everything worked out. We went and right to the dollar of what I wanted. It all worked out. And the day we went to go pick up that truck, we were heading to the dealership and we pulled up in front and a double rainbow came right over right where we were sitting. And we was the whole time asking God for a sign. And you know what? That truck, I've had that truck now for 6.5 years. I've had a heater hose couple break on it one time, had to have it towed in fixed. But other than that, that truck's never broke down on me. That truck runs just as good, 144,000 miles, and it still runs good. And I thank the Lord. Because, see, He provided a need because I prayed and trusted Him. So, enriching your prayer life. The more you pray, the more you'll see God move.